This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is this the Olympic version of the Robert Scott Bell Show? No, we can't claim that because the Olympic Committee would sue us. But, hey, is mountain biking an Olympic sport this year?
I think it is, yes.
Cool. I was participating this morning. I don't know if y'all saw the Periscope video my son took. We were a couple of teenagers, including my son and me, the old guy, hitting the trails today. I was very excited about being back on the trails. That was the one thing I missed. I would travel with my bike everywhere now. Just too much fun.
So, you like one of those guys that strap your bike onto your back and walk around?
I've not met a person like that. They strap their bikes to their back?
Yeah.
No, mine's not that light.
Well, you know, the bikes are like so light now compared to what they were when I was a kid.
I don't have the carbon graphite filled with helium bike yet.
Gotcha.
Yeah, just aluminium, as they say in Britain. But don't inject it into, you know. But anyway, so we had fun this morning doing that, and we're ready to rock and roll here this afternoon and this morning if you're on the West Coast on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live through our syndicator GCN, and of course many outlets throughout the World Wide Web, robertscottbell.com, even a place to press play right there and listen to the show. Really cool. Olympics, of course, are on tap today. We have, before we get to the first impression of the opening thing, I want to say congratulations that an American shooter, a defender of the Second Amendment, got the first gold medal at the Olympics this year. Teen shooter Jenny Thrasher. What a great name. Jenny Thrasher. She was thrashing about. She wasn't. I mean, she was on target. She wins the USA's first gold medal at Rio. And, you know, of course, it's upsetting people in America who are against, you know, the Second Amendment. Oh, my gosh. How could they let a teenager shoot a gun? It's like, I want you to sign up this week, your teenager, to come to the Constitution class taught by Michael Bednarik and led on the second day of the event, the 14th. It's the 13th and 14th of August. Second Amendment marksmanship training led by a former British Special Forces operative who's now an American, along with Michael, to get your targeting practice on so you know what to do, know how to defend yourself. So I think it's great, great news that a teenager from America won the first gold medal in shooting.
That is very cool. We're up to, I believe it's 5 medals right now.
Okay.
And we got a gold in shooting, we got 3 in silver in swimming, and a silver in archery.
Okay, so we got some target practice to do.
That's right.
Very cool. Now, as far as the opening ceremony, Super Don, did you get to watch them?
I did. Look, I'm a big fan of the Summer Olympics. I have been for years, all the way back to 88, when one of my classmates actually won the gold in the men's relay. And so,
men's relay? I didn't know about this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You had a friend that was in, like, a foot race?
Steve Lewis was one of the 4 gold medalists that won, I think it was in the 4x400, I believe.
Wow.
Back in 1988, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. So, I love the Olympics. So, Sunday night, or not Sunday night, but whatever night it was. Was it Friday night?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, went, sat down, turned it on, sitting there ready for the Olympic opening ceremony. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being one of the most bizarre and strange 2 hours of my life that I wish I could get back, because it was just, I couldn't keep track of what was going on. They started off the ceremony and they had all these weird people running around in aluminum foil and this overhead projector, which I think was the best part of the entire thing, that was doing this 3D projection of stuff on the ground.
Yeah, I don't know how they, I don't think it was an overhead projector because there were really no shadows. I think the thing, unless I'm wrong here, it looked like it was projecting from below, like
maybe
whatever they
below.
Had was,
but,
like,
I mean,
a digital screen. It was that was the coolest part.
It
but
was
you're
the
right.
Best part, because they just had all this strange stuff and you couldn't tell what people were doing, and these rectangular shapes that were flashing all over the place. They had one part where they were trying to talk about the origin of water. Okay. And so it had all this water stuff on the thing, and then they came walking out with these just bizarre looking stick figure bugs that were like crawling around in the water, which I thought was ironic. Probably not a good idea to try and highlight bugs in the water at Rio, right?
In the era of Zika mosquitoes, right? Yeah, not a good reminder.
And then, as I'm trying to sit here and figure out what in the world am I watching here, suddenly, out comes Al Gore to talk about, not literally, but I was looking for Al Gore because they suddenly went into this documentary about the dangers of pollution and global warming.
Well, let's give a listen to that clip here.
The heat is melting the ice cap. Yes, look at Greenland in the last decade. It's disappearing very quickly. When the ice melts, the level of the sea rises.
What a challenge for the coastline cities.
What they neglected to mention, neglected to mention, Super Don, is that the sea ice is expanding in certain other areas as it recedes in other areas, and that the actual rate of increase is measured in millimeters. And who knows, if the sun goes into further inactivity, we're actually going to a global cooling period. So, again, this was an agenda at that point. They really bought into the globalist.
Mm-hmm. Say what you will about global warming. I know it's a debate that's going on, and I usually run the other way screaming when people bring it up. But what's going on here is a lot of people have been really calling out Brazil on the topic of global warming and climate change as it relates to pollution, because Rio is really a mess when it comes to the environment and pollution. There have been warnings that have been put out to the Olympic athletes to be careful not to put your head under the water, and which is great, right, for all these Olympic events that take place in the water, you know, because of the water quality. And the air quality is actually worse than the situation in the water. So here you've got this country that is just having all these problems with pollution and water quality and damage to the environment, lecturing everybody in the world in their opening ceremony about global warming. It seems rather hypocritical.
Well, and also the globalists, the global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, have been raping and pillaging their rainforests for decades now. I don't know if they've stemmed that tide or not, but that's another aspect of this problem that's a little bit hypocritical as well. How would we title the opening ceremonies? The LSD games or the cannabis games, based on what you saw?
I would go more with LSD, with the way that it turned out.
Trippy.
Listen, love the Olympics. The opening ceremony is what everybody watches at first, but it doesn't take away from, you know, all of the good parts and the good things about the Olympics. And still really excited. Today, we finally get to see Michael Phelps for the first time.
Cool. By the way, some have coined it the opening ceremonies the gynecological games, because at one point from the overhead shot, there were people tweeting out, "Does that look like lady parts to you?" I'm just saying. I didn't see it, but then I saw these pictures. You check it out. You tell me what you think.
Well, you know, there were some covered lady parts, and that was another good part. The supermodel from down there, Gisele
Bündchen. Yes.
Bündchen, yeah. It was officially her last catwalk at there. So, I mean, that was kind of neat. And There were some other cool things, but really, this is one for the history books to be probably one of the more bizarre opening ceremonies that's ever been.
All right, well, let's go into the first hell story of the day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. We got Coast Guard Corey coming up in response to one of our questions/comments of the day from Mark D. We're going to go into the simple step-by-step process for aquaponics, for those of you who want to do that. Pro-vaccine studies used by media and government have conflict of interest and are easily debunked. They like to say, we debunk you, debunkers. You people that ask questions about vaccines, oh, you're not rooted in science. Well, look at this. This story is in two places, Health Impact News, originally from the Alliance for Natural Health. And real quick, one of the stories related to the MMR, and guess who helped to debunk? Brian Hooker, our good friend, PhD. And he showed the shortcomings of this so-called pro-vaccine study on MMR, where they, you know, it was basically titled, there is no evidence for measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine-associated inflammatory bowel disease or autism in a 14-year prospective study. And this was done specifically to counteract Dr. Andrew Wayfield's observational study about the novel form of iatrogenic inflammation post-MMR vaccination. And what happens is that the study was based on inherently unreliable data and funded by guess who? The maker of the vaccine, Merck. No questions of conflicts of interest. And they make that current MMR shot and tried to prohibit anybody from having the independent shots. In other words, the measles alone, the mumps alone, and the rubella alone. And so they stand to profit big time by any results that disprove any dangers. And then there was a population-based study of measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination and autism of 2002. And this one, again, also trying to counteract what Wakefield found and others have duplicated. And that study has presented inconsistent data and was funded by, guess what, the National Immunization Program at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which had a vested financial interest in increased use of the MMR vaccine because it bought them directly from Merck and distributed it for reimbursement to the states through public health departments. And one of the author's studies, co-authors, Dr. Diana Schindel, was a CDC employee at the time of publication. In addition, three of the co-authors were employees of Staten Serum Institute, a for-profit company that manufactures and distributes vaccines in Denmark. So this is the kind of thing, and if you go to the Alliance for Natural Health story, it'll go into further elaboration on this. And as soon as Brian Hooker's off of vacation, we'll get him on to go through this as well.
Should be next week. I actually spoke with him this morning.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So, folks, you know, if you're questioning vaccines, you're on the right side of history, much less the right side of the past, present, and the future. Okay? This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. How do you deal with pain? Is morphine the only way to go? Or is there another peer-reviewed report that says a non-drug approach is actually better? This one may not even relate to cannabis, although we might mention it too. RobertScottBell.com. Notes are being put together by Captain Morgan, 866-939-BELL, if you'd like to be part of the show. 866-939-2355.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're less than a week away from the Constitution class with Michael Badnarik. I'm hosting RSB, and if you haven't planned to attend August 13th and 14th, spaces are filling up. We have a limited number that can do the Second Amendment marksmanship training on the 14th, so definitely go into the Eventbrite link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com and participate. And I especially want you to send your high schoolers. I mean, these are the people, the kids that need to know what's going on, and they don't teach this stuff in school anywhere. And I don't even think they teach it in private school anymore. So, folks, get off your tushies and get over to the Constitution class. We got people coming from all over the country for this. Yes, literally flying in. And the Lakeside Inn has put a special rate of $119 a night. So for those of you who want to stay and make a weekend of it, it's like going back in time. All right, so let's go to the acupuncture update. And I think, Super Don, you were commenting to me on the break, like, we haven't done acupuncture as far as a discussion point since probably before you were on the show.
I believe that's right, because we've talked about it on a couple of occasions, just haven't gotten around to it, and there's some cool acupuncture news out there.
I think it's because I'm afraid of needles or something.
Well, I'm not a big fan either, but...
No, you know. I'm just kidding. Obviously, needle injections by MDs with vaccines, but no, acupuncture, I've had it done, and it's an amazing system of healing going back thousands of years. And according to a new study, and we've got this written up by our friend Sayer G from Green Med Info, and it is about the fact that acupuncture is beating morphine for pain. A serious narcotic, morphine. That's like one of those last line of painkiller things. I remember when my dad had kidney stones all those years ago. They'd put him on morphine because it was so brutal, the pain. And I don't even know if that actually took it away. But they're saying now that acupuncture is more effective at removing the intense pain than these toxic, serious drugs. Intravenous morphine, even. And it's like one of the oldest techniques to release or treat pain. And yet it is still considered, although it's somewhat accepted, I remember back in the Nixon era, Nixon administration, where they were starting to normalize relations with China, and they started bringing acupuncture. It was like one of the first alternative modalities to allopathic medical monopoly medicine that was actually studied and acknowledged to have legitimacy, even though the skeptics to this day will say, oh, that's not real. There's no such thing as a body meridian. You guys are just energy frou-frous, probably wearing tinfoil hats at the Brazil opening ceremonies. So it was a one-year study, and this was out of Tunisia, and they did 100,000, with over 100,000 emergency department visits per year this place. So they took 300 emergency department patients with acute pain included in the study, 150 in the morphine group, administered up to 50 milligrams a day, and 150 in the acupuncture group. And they were comparable in terms of age, sex, and comorbidities, with the only significant difference being that there were more abdominal pain patients in the morphine group and more low back pain cases in the acupuncture group. And so we're talking about how significant, Superdon. Did you read this study to see how the percentage rates? Pretty darn significant.
Yeah, we're talking 92% success rate in the acupuncture group versus 78% in the morphine group.
Dude, that's huge. That's like over 9 out of 10 success versus just under 8 out of 10. We know morphine can take you out of pain. I don't dispute that. It's a powerful drug.
You know, the most commonly used drug that dying people get when they're in hospice before they die?
Yep.
It's morphine.
Wow.
I mean, that's it. They put them on morphine, just completely blitz them out so they feel no pain, and that's it.
Not only that, they said the resolution time was shorter by a factor of, 12 minutes at least. 12 minutes shorter in the acupuncture group. It took that much longer to metabolize the morphine than the acupuncture. It was amazing. From the five-minute time point, the acupuncture group reported significantly larger pain decrease compared with the morphine group. Overall, 89 patients, almost 30% experienced minor adverse effects, 56% in the morphine group, and only 2.6% in the acupuncture group. Isn't that interesting? So check this article out on Green Med Info. Our good buddy Sayer G has put out some great information. Yeah, so you're right. We haven't done a lot of acupuncture on the show, but we will remedy that, no pun intended. And, of course, one of the things I'd encourage you to do for liver and kidney meridians and blood pressure, in fact, acupuncture is excellent for those things as well. All right, coming up, a great friend, a great supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know him as Coast Guard Corey. It's been too long. We're hoping that he comes down to the Constitution class next week, but he's with us right now to talk about a step-by-step setup for aquaponics. Yes, you can do it too. In your own backyard. Or
in all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And having a good time doing it, too. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on our home and radio, GCN, and all our affiliates around the country. And, of course, many other places we'll let you know about. RobertScottBell.com for the links and the website. You can listen right there as well. And now, this week, we had a great question from Mark D. in comment. And we talked about health freedom on Friday, the first part of his comment. Then he said, you know, how about specifics about growing food organically and hitting topics like growing food in the ground in dirt, growing food above ground in dirt, growing food using hydroponics? And immediately I was like, hey, Coast Guard Corey! And Super Don remembered that Corey put something together in his
Back porch. That's what I was trying to think as I sounded like Tommy Flanagan going to break. Yeah, that's the ticket. So Coast Guard Corey returns right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Of course, not officially representing the Coast Guard here. Just got to make that disclaimer. But that's his nickname from us.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for the disclaimer, too.
Happy Sunday. I remember. Very sensitive about. Want to keep your job there, doing well, and also looking forward to really seeing you at the Constitution class with Michael Badnarik next week in Mount Dora at the Lakeside Inn.
You as well, too, Robert. I can't wait.
Excellent.
It's something that I think everybody in the military should go to, and being that we all took an oath to support and defend the Constitution. So I'm really looking forward to that.
You're right, and veterans as well as active duty personnel can get a discount coming to the event. So take note of that when you sign up. You will learn the Constitution like no one's ever taught it before. Now, what about learning about hydroponics? Or, you know, for me, I've got the raised beds. I'm growing in the dirt. I didn't start any hydroponic stuff, but you've done a little of both, I think.
I've done a little bit of everything. And being in the service, you're moving every couple years, so I could make excuses and not grow and have a great excuse because, well, I'm going to move in a year from now anyway, so well, what's the point?
Yeah.
So I've always kind of had an interest in growing food, and to be honest with you, when I don't grow food, you feel like there's something missing in one, your backyard, and a little bit in your front yard, and then just in your life in general. I remember growing up when I was a little boy, and I had two windows in my bedroom. And underneath those windows were two huge blueberry bushes, and all the good blueberry bushes, good blueberries were on top.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just imagine me, a little six-year-old version of me, hanging out the window picking the good blueberries on top. So that's kind of where I got my interest in growing food, was my interest in eating good quality food.
Mm-hmm.
And another reason is just self-reliance, and I've got kids like you, and it's important to teach kids to connect with their food, and it's just something that we don't do in this day and age.
Right. So you moved, though, you set up a pretty elaborate, at least to my experience when I was at your place a couple of times, pretty impressive aquaponics. It recycled things. It even used, I believe it used fish as well in the process of producing some fertilizer along that system.
Yeah, so aquaponics is really good, and you don't have to be a master gardener or have a green thumb to do it. The fish pretty much do it all for you. And basically, to do it, you need a stock tank, and depending on how much food you want to grow is how big of a stock tank you want. But we had a 100-gallon stock tank, and it got from a farm supply store. And then you need some fish, you need a pump, you need a grow bed, and you need the media, which is hydroton or hydroton. It's these little clay pebbles that are, imagine little marbles that are made out of volcanic rock, but a lot smoother on the sides. And then some PVC that you kind of finagled in your garage to make up, and that's it. So the fish, you feed the fish poop, that poop gets poopy water, gets pumped up to the grow bed, and then we've got a system that has a bell siphon. So when the water gets up to a certain level that's set with how you make your bell siphon, water comes up and then it just starts reverse flowing, and it flows, it sucks all the water out, and the process starts over again. So the poopy water goes up, the plants eat the poopy water, and it gets back down, and it cleans the water for the fish. So it's a great setup, and really, really easy. Now when you do that, you don't want to grow your starter seeds directly in the hydroton, although you can. Just make sure they're kind of like in a paper towel, a moist paper towel. But I did something that they say you should never do, and why they say that, I don't know. But you never want to go from dirt to a water source media. But you can go from water source to dirt. But I went the opposite. I went from dirt as baby seedlings.
Okay.
And slowly took them out of the dirt and rinsed them off, and then transplanted them in the aquaponics system.
And they did okay?
Oh, they did great.
Yeah.
I grew everything from, I've grown not potatoes, kale, mint, peppers, okra, lettuce, spinach. The okra really took off. I mean, I had probably at least 3 feet tall okra that luckily I was growing this in my backyard, not the front yard, because the unagricultural eye would think that's something else, and I probably wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Yeah, no, we've got a story about that absurdity coming up in a little bit, but we're talking with Coast Guard Corey, and you can tell he's a dad because he talked about poopy water. That's super dumb. That's how we parents talk, even though it's been a long time for you now that your kids are all grown up, super dumb.
Yeah, well, anytime we
can. So we originally used, as far as the poopy water manufacturer, we used tilapia and made sure we did it right. We special ordered these from across the country that had no antibiotics or anything like that. Put them in the aquaponic system and started pumping and going to town. And then we left for the weekend and come to find out there was a small leak in our system and we came home to dead tilapia.
Oh,
so when you're
growing
aquaponics, expect to have a couple losses of fish. And what we were using after that was koi, with no intention of eating the koi. And the koi are sturdy, and they lasted a long time. We recently moved, so we haven't gotten our setup back in place. But
right.
Just a very, you know, easy way to grow food.
Now, Corey, what kind of resources did you reach out? Did you watch some YouTubes? Did you read a book? I mean, this is a kind of the brass details that folks are asking about. It's like, how do I get started? Because if I look at it, just coming into your back porch when you had it set up, it was like very impressive. And I thought, you know, is this a little bit too complex for me or someone to get started?
It's a little complex to get started at first. And my wife actually made it for a birthday present for me, so bless her heart for that. And I could have done it myself, but if I was going to do it, I'd probably still be procrastinating about it and still about it. But there's a lot of good resources, and I don't have any off the top of my head on YouTube. But if you there's step by step on how to do it all. And we didn't buy a book, although there are some really good books out there on how to build them. But you can make them for pennies on the dollar for anything that you would go and purchase them pre-manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the aquaponics setup. Now,
right.
I made my own system that Mike Adams was showing us how to do, and that was pretty successful. And I was growing lettuce and a little bit of kale in there too. And I was using, this was all entirely off-grid other than the plastic container that was made out of, in that I was using the water, the poopy water,
mm-hmm.
and putting that into the system. And that worked out really well.
Again, it's fish poop, not his kids' poop, just so you know.
No. but if we use goats, I'd probably use goat poop as well,
right.
Because it's really clean,
pretty
poop.
Rich. Now, you had mentioned, Corey, about also growing some things in soil. Were you composting at all at the old place?
Yeah.
I don't know if you started again, but tell me about that.
We've started collecting, you know, our scraps right now, but haven't got the compost up and running. And you can go, you know, extravagant and go buy a composter, or you can just grab a Tupperware tote, you know, the ones that you see stacked in your garage or anywhere else, and just start throwing your scraps in there. And the thing with compost is you want to just use fresh fruits and veggies and then have leaves, because that gets the nitrogen going and it has that carbon that you need. And then you need oxygen as well. And then once you get it going, you can add some worms in there too, and they'll do their job. But some of the don'ts is that you never want to put in citrus fruits or meat. Messes up the pH balance, and you really don't want rotting meat anywhere near your house.
It's going to attract animals that you don't want nor need there. You're right. So vegetation matter, decaying vegetation for the most part. Here, obviously, in the South, there's a lot of citrus, so could you do a citrus compost separately? Because it's not like you want to throw them in a landfill either.
Yeah, I think you could. And the thing with it is it's all a big experiment, really. So you could try it just exclusively citrus, and maybe you'd need more leaves with it. I don't know. But the thing is, it's just a big, huge experiment, and it's just have some fun with it.
So are you going
away from regarding compost is the store-bought compost
mm-hmm.
that is typically coming from our municipality and our water supplies and the regurgitated poo that we don't want. And, yeah, you can make the argument that it turns into something else, and it does. But all of that heavy metal and then potentially the chemicals that are in there as well from pharmaceuticals, but primarily the heavy metal, that stays there. So they're just laden with heavy metal.
Yep,
so I
exactly.
I'm trying to fix that.
Right. Well, listen, have you started up the hydroponics again? Because I know you just moved. Are you in the plans of putting it all together again?
I'm in the process of it now. I'm actually hanging out in the garage right now looking at it and kicking myself right now to get this started again, because it's with the sound that the water makes as it trickles and just the greenery that's growing, it's very tranquil and peaceful as you're out there in your backyard or wherever you have it set up. It's there's something to be said about that as well.
All right. Well, and do you still have your GMO no license plate that you had from Oregon all those years ago?
I do. I don't have the one on the scooter anymore. I had to get a little bigger transportation to get to work up here.
Okay.
But we do have it on the car, so that's my billboard to balance out the world.
All right. Well, Coast Guard Corey Seedlow is so amazing. And if you haven't signed up yet, while we still have spaces for the Constitution class, you may get to meet Coast Guard Corey in person, along with naturopath Roseanne Lindsay, who's planning to be there. And who else is coming? Let us know. We'll give you a shout-out here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Or if you don't want people to know, we'll be quiet about it. It's like, don't tell Mom I'm going to a Constitution class. All right, Corey, stick around. We're going to do one more segment with you. And let's see. Well, this is a strange story, Corey. Hang in there. We got to cover it.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show. Okay, what do we got going on with Coast Guard Corey? We were just talking about the aquaponics and how it recycles the water, right? The wastewater of the fish becomes the food for the plants that grow on it. Now, we've got interesting things about transitioning water to different things, right? The old stories that Jesus turned the water into wine, which sounds pretty good, right? But now the scientists have decided to do something. I wasn't voting. No one asked me if this was a good idea. But they're turning urine into beer. Urine into beer. Super Don, you're signed up for that, aren't you?
Oh, I like a good beer. And this is a little bit of a play on words here with this story. Basically, these scientists in Belgium have figured out how to turn urine into water. And they've designed this machine that can separate the parts of the urine out so they can make drinkable water and make fertilizer. And it works on solar energy. So it's kind of an interesting thing here. And basically the reason why they bring beer into the story is they've been working on this machine for the last 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And they've been testing it at a music festival over in Belgium. Now, think about it for a moment. You're at a music festival. Everybody's drinking beer, right? And then they all have to go to the bathroom. So they've been using this machine.
No.
Yes, everybody, you know.
Oh, my God.
And yes, and it's been so over the last couple of years, they've ended up with 1,000 liters of drinkable water. And they're going to take that water now.
Yeah.
And they're going to turn it into beer, basically returning it to the form that it probably began as. But
wow. Right? Yeah. That's a serious recycling. It's like like that fine Belgian Pilsner. I'm sorry, we're out of Pilsner. Would you like some Pilsner? I'm just sorry. That's just
the running joke for years has been that Coors, that's basically what it is, right?
Yeah. It tastes like you know what.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Coast Guard Corey, I don't know if you're going to be signing up for the first drink there. Probably not.
No, I'm going to pass on the beerin.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Like you said, but you do make kombucha, but not from urine.
No, we make kombucha. We make a lot of other fermented foods. One I really like is fermented milk. milk keeper. Mm-hmm. And we get raw milk from the farmer's market every couple weeks and then just start turning out the milk keeper.
Nice. Very nice. Hey, I got a quick question for you, Corey. And again, I'm not asking you to make any endorsements or anything like that for the presidential race, but what's going on within any of the armed forces that you talk to people as far as politically? Is anybody coming out and going, yeah, we want Hillary? She'd be the best commander-in-chief?
I can say I've heard more conversations about the rule of law lately than I probably ever have.
Okay. Which would pretty much preclude Hillary Clinton, I think.
Can't say too much on that.
I know, I'm pushing you a little bit.
I like my job, and I'm good at growing food, but I can't grow all my food.
No, it's true. I'm sorry, I had to push a little bit. Just in a general discussion.
Right.
In a general discussion. That's what I was saying. The rule of law, that's a very important concept, and the rule of Constitution and how that plays out in the rule of law, that's going to be the focal point next weekend, August 13th and 14th, and that's going to be hosted at the Lakeside Inn. And you definitely want to check out the Eventbrite link for details to sign up before it sells out. And we will sell out on the Second Amendment training because there's a very limited number of people that can go out and shoot with our former British Special Forces officer who's now an American, along with Michael Bednarik. And we're just glad to be host and hopefully one of many. And if you've never seen Michael Bednarik teach the Constitution, it's a game changer. Really, it is. Have you met Michael yet, Corey?
No, I haven't, but I look forward to it.
Yeah, he's a great guy. We've rebroadcast his recent interview in promotion of it. I think we had him on Thursday as I was traveling up there in Minnesota. So go back to the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Give a listen. You'll get a sense of the kind of things we'll be covering together next week as well. So, Coast Guard Corey, man, it's so good to hear your voice. I hadn't talked to you in so long, and really look forward to seeing you next week.
You too, Robert. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Love to the whole family. We got a whole lot of healing going on the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up next hour, including now that we passed the Olympic discussion. We're going to talk about the National Guard. No, not the Coast Guard, the National Guard. And what have they done to an 81-year-old man and his organic garden? Yeah, prepare to be outraged. Also, GMO mosquitoes. What does the FDA say about them? We got questions of the day on hip pain, urinary tract infections, and somebody named Chief Wannadoobie wants your vote. We'll talk about that next hour. Why? Because the power to heal is yours, of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.